That is Jimmy Swaggart saying, Father, I greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank God tonight. What a beautiful Thursday. And I believe that you have enjoyed your day. I believe that you have enjoyed everything. Now, the time is exactly 6 past 6. I have just entered into a studio where we are doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Remember, when we start this show, we start this show by inviting God, by asking God to be with us and help us. Now, I just want you to listen to this song that is saying, "Mercy rewrote my life." In few minutes, we will be praying and asking God to be with us tonight. Praying. Daddy, we thank you this afternoon. We thank you this wonderful day. We are here. We are saying, Lord, be with us now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, we thank you. And we ask you, Lord, to be with us. And we believe that our life will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, and we stand against each and every disturbance that the devil can try to bring. And we ask you, Lord, to be with us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now that is Jimmy Swaggart saying, "Mercy rewrote my life." That is a song that we have just opened our show with. That is a song that we were praying, asking God to be with us tonight in our show. That is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Thursday. It is the first day of a new month. I believe that whatever that you did not achieve, as we have started a new month, I believe that God will help you so that you can achieve whatever that you did not achieve. And I believe that today, as is the first day of the month, I believe that your life will never be the same again. I believe that your life will never be the same again. You just tuned in and you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. You can interact with us on the following number. It's 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. That is a studio WhatsApp number. Or you can use the very same number to call us on 083-289-4658. Or you can SMS us on the very same number, 083-289-4658. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. On the right hand side, there's a chat box where you can chat to us. The time is exactly 12 past 6, and you are with me, John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate.
Time to Meditate, hey, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
United a gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace Radio Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our karakremol dagarinarinla internet love. www.radio@bythegrace.org. Our radio at bythegrace.org. Our church number 0732692731. Our karakremol WhatsApp yarina
0838-289-4658. Yeah, so we are by the Grace Radio now. The time, as I told you, that we are going to talk about Proverbs chapter 16 as we meditate. Now, the reason why we say we meditate is, now is the time where we sort of like we mark our script. You mark the script of your life. From in the morning as you wake up so that you can go to work. And indeed, you manage to go to work. You worked the whole day from 6 o'clock if you go to work at 6, or from 7 o'clock, or from 8 o'clock, with one thing, that you are going to work so that you can feed the appetite. Last night I told you that we work so that we can feed the appetite. We work so that we can feed our stomach, but still we continue to work, meaning we are not satisfied with what we have. We are not satisfied with what we are getting. So I hope and I believe that as you have woke up in the morning, you manage to go to work, and you were there at work doing everything. But now it is time where we meditate. It's time where we reflect. We mark our script. Now, I want you with this 5 minutes, I want you to reflect and ask yourself, if are you satisfied with what you have achieved today? Just ask yourself if you are you satisfied with whatever that you have achieved today. Now, I want us to do that with a song. Just listen to this song as we give you time to meditate. Just listen. So I give you time to meditate. You reflect of whatever that you have done. You reflect and then you sit down, you may just look into it. Remember I told you that you are marking your script. You mark your script, we mark it. As you've just marked your script, ask yourself if are you satisfied with whatever that you have achieved. Ask yourself if are you happy with whatever that you have achieved. If not, as we are marking our script, you can tick and say, okay, tomorrow I want to see myself achieved this. I want to see myself achieved this. But I want to do this in a different way today. That with this 5 minutes or 4 minutes, I give you time. And then we'll continue. Just listen to this song.
Stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
For me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still would be enough.
Hey!
I told you that I give you 5 minutes and I played the song. When I was playing that song, the song is saying, what should I offer to the Lord for whatever that He have done into my life? I want you, as I told you, that we'll be reflecting and seeing what God has done. There are things that when you look back, you can say, but if it couldn't be God, I shouldn't have been here. I played that song that was saying, what can I do for whatever you have done for me? And I know that there are things that God has done for you. You know, you have survived a lot of accidents. It's not like those who are involved in the accident and die. It's not like God is not with them. I'm saying to you specifically for you that you have survived a lot of things. That is why I'm saying there are things that you can just when you look back, you can say, but if it couldn't be God, I should have not been here. If it couldn't be God, I shouldn't have been here. Because God has protected you. God has made sure that He is. I saw God in many occasions. I remember when I was in Cape Town, I there was a time where there was a big revival which was done by Prophet Ralkholela. And I went there. I was staying in Khayelitsha. And after Khayelitsha, there's another place that is called, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is. And when I was there, I went there with the train. And I remember the service finished at around 11 o'clock. And when I went to the station, there was no train. The train were finished. And I had to walk in the railway line running. Not knowing where I was going because it was during the night, but God protected me. That's why I'm saying, when I look back of what God has done in my life, if it couldn't be God, I couldn't have been here. He protected me in a situation. He was with me. That's why I say to you that if it couldn't be God, you shouldn't have been where you are. As we are reflecting and we are thanking Him, I know that as I speak now, you are going through a hell. You are going through a hell. And you feel like, but the way you feel like, but why this thing is just happening to me? Why is this thing just happening to my family? As we are meditating, I want to say to you that it's a new day, it's a new month, it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. We are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with me, 0328946 58. That is a number that you can interact with me. 0328946 58, the WhatsApp number. You can use that number to WhatsApp us. You can use that number to call us. You can use that number to SMS us. You can use that number to us. Whatever that you want to share with us, welcome to do that. You can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, and then you chat to us. You chat to us. Take your place. Now, I think it we don't noise and we just let's just play this song, just God of Wonders. Then enjoy the song. Thank you. God of wonders. Now, as you have tuned in now, he may change your situation because he is God of wonders. He is working in another way. He does not work according to your thinking. He does not work according to your plan. He works on his plan. God of wonders. You know, he knows you. He knows your situation. God of wonders. Tonight, just allow him to enter in your life. Allow him to change your life. Allow him. He is God. God of wonders. He is God of wonders. When you allow him to enter in your life, your life will never be the same again. Your life will is Yahweh. His name is Jehovah. He will change your situation. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. Now even tonight, he is with you. As you are driving, he is with you. He will never leave you alone. He will never forsake you. He will always be with you. Because his name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. And he will change your situation. Alright. You can interact with me tonight. 0832894658. That is our WhatsApp number. 0832894658. That is our WhatsApp number. The very same number you can use it to SMS. The very same number you can use it to call us. You can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. You chat to us. I am John Mamabulu doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. We are meditating. How was your day today? Will you say that this day, whatever that the day, the way it was, will you say that you wanted to come again? Or will you say that that was a tougher day? What I saw today, I don't want to see it again. Or will you say, I want to see the day like this in the future? Because of what you have achieved. And I know that as I speak now, there are people who got promotion at work. Now, today. Somebody were fired today. Some were born today. Some died today. Today. Everything happened today. Some they got married today. Some they have signed today. Some they divorced today. Everything happened today. Those who are divorced, I think they say, no, this was the worst day of my life. Those who are fired today or demoted, they say, this is the worst day of my life. Those who got married, they say, this is a beautiful day. I will never forget this day. Those who got promotion today, they said, I will never forget what I saw today. Will you say that will this day like this come again? Or will you? Remember, you are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is 6:38 Central African Time. You may be listening from Barbados, you may be listening from USA, you may be listening to Brazil, you may be listening to wherever that you are outside continent. We appreciate your listening and we appreciate your support. May God continue to bless you as we continue to meditate. Now tonight we meditate. We're reading in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 26. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number, read verse number 1. It says, people must plan what they want to see. Okay, people might plan. All right. Let's do just this. Okay. All right. Proverbs chapter 16. Verse number one. It says, mortal make elaborate plan, but God has the last word. Belongs the plan of the who don't have the Bible. I'm gonna repeat it and read it so that you can understand what does it mean. I'm gonna repeat. I told you we read Proverbs chapter number 16. Then we read from verse number 1. Now I'm gonna just start. Now, when I read in the message, it say, just listen to it say, mortals make elaborate plans, but God has the last word. That is the message. Now, when you go to NIV, it say, to women belongs the plan of the hearts, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. Let's read with another translation again. That is called New International Reader Vision. Listen to what it says. It is saying, it reads as follows. It says, people make plans in their hearts, but they don't control what they say. People make plans in their hearts, but they don't control what they see. Now, we plan things. The Amplified said, the plans and reflection of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. As now we are reflecting, it belongs to the man. With the reflection of the heart, in other words, whatever that the heart reflects, it belongs to the man. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Whatever that we say, whatever that we think, we can say many things and we say whatever that we want to say. We can think everything, talk in our hearts. But God is the one who controls whatever that you're going to say. We say a lot of things, and sometimes we say a lot of things. Some of the things that we say, if a person can say to you, can you repeat what you said last night? You find that it you can't repeat it. Now, International Sunday visit, people do the planning, but the end result is from the Lord. That's what I want to talk about. People do the planning, but the end result comes from the Lord. We plan. I also plan. Everybody's planning. Some they are planning that by 2020 I want to see myself having a mansion. I want to see myself having a wife. I want to see myself having two cars. I want to see myself owning the company. But the end result is from the Lord. It is not wrong to plan. Even now as we are reflecting, we reflect and we tick whatever we tick. We are saying that tomorrow I want to see this thing happen. Tomorrow I want to see something like this happening. It is not wrong. It is very good. But God is the one who will make it happen. If your foundation is not built in God, it becomes a problem. If the foundation is not built in God, it becomes a problem. Now, people might plan what they want to see, but it is the Lord who gives them the right way. In other words, we plan, but the Lord is the one who is having a final say. Most of the time, people, they tell us, some of them, they tell you that, Wena, you can't get this. Wena, you can't get this post. It's fine. But God is the one who holds our future. Our future is not built into someone. Our future is built in God. Our future is built in Messiah. Our future is built in Jesus. He's the only one who knows you. He's the only one who created you. His name is Jehovah. Right. Now we continue. We're going to go to referral scripture. Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Verse number 21. People may my okay. All right. Okay. I think. All right. Let's do this. All right. The Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. That is a Proverbs chapter. I give you the it's a referral scripture. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. All right, I think let's just go. Let's see in good news. Let's do in good news. Because now remember Proverbs 16, I said, we may make our plans, but God has the last word. Alright, I like it in this. Let's use the good news. It's saying, we may make our plans, but God has the last word. I want you to look at yourself. Look at yourself now. Look at your life. That how many plans have you done? The plans that you have done without including God. And now tonight, what I want to say, everybody who is just listening in, who have just tuned in, you need to include God in whatever that you're doing. You need to include God in all your plans. You need to include God in everything that you're doing. You need to include God in whatever that you're doing. You need to include Him in whatever that you're planning to do. Whatever that you're planning to do, you need to include Him. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. He will never leave you alone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what people are saying about you. But what I promise you is, when you do the plans, including Him, when you say, God, I'm planning this, enter with me in my plan. Because God is the one who has a final word. Is the one who see that the plan that you have will prosper you. Remember, God knows our future. He knows whatever that we're doing. Sometimes we end up being saying, but I pray, but it seems that I'm not gonna receive what I was praying for. Sometimes I say, but how many time have I prayed? How many years have I prayed? How many years have I did this, but it seems that God is not responding? Remember, God is the one who has a final say. I know as I speak now, people about Philip Mabitso, they gave you different names. They even wrote that you can't do this. Sometimes we end up being finding out that people, they will even label you and telling you that bona now uregile koloi mara haona msadi uregile koloi mara haona ntlo kapa uregile ntlo but haona koloi. People, they talk. You bought a car but you don't have a house. You buy a house, they tell you that why you buy a house without a car, why you buy a house without a wife. You marry, they said, but how can you marry without the house? You have all of the things, they said, how can you do this? You don't have a child. You have this and this and this, they said, but you have too much children. But what I want to say to you is, when you involve God in all your plans that you do, your plans will never go wrong. Remember we read Proverbs 16 verse 1, it said, we may make our plans, but God has the last word. It continues, said, as I told you in the Proverbs 19:21. People may plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. Now it's saying that people may plan all kinds of things, but God's will is going to be done. Alright, let's just play that song that I just played when we started. It talks about your will. It talks about the will. I want to show you that it's saying that people may plan all kinds of things, but God's will is going to be done. Now with this song you can say, okay, I planned whatever that I planned, but Lord, with whatever that I planned, I am asking that let your will be done. I'm praying that let your will be done in my family. I'm praying that let your will be done in my workplace. I know as I speak now where you're working, there's no direction. And you are saying yourself, but what will I do after 2 years or after next year? What will happen after the end of the year? But I want to say to you, if you say, Lord, let your will be done in my workplace. Because we may plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. We may plan whatever that we want to plan as we plan. We planned. Many people, we have planned a lot of things. We planned whatever that we wanted to plan. We said whatever that we wanted to see. But let the will of God be done. You can say, Lord, let your will be done in my heart. Let your will be done in my workplace. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in the church that I'm fellowshipping. Let your will be done in the car that I'm driving. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Just enjoy this song. Let your will be done.
Oh,
take your place. Remember I told you that people may plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. That's why I played that song. I wanted to say, if you say, Lord, I have planned whatever that I planned, but I'm praying that your will be done in my workplace. Let your will be done in whatever that I planned. Let your will be done. Remember where we read Proverbs 16 verse number 1, and I gave you the referral in the Proverbs 19:21, when it's saying that people may plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. The Lord's will is going to be done. And let God's will be done. If you say, Lord, in my car, let your will be done. In my workplace, let your will be done. Wherever I work, let your will be done. Then we won't be stressed. If we only allow the will of God to be done. But it's very important to understand, because sometimes a person can still at work and they fire him, and tomorrow he said that was the will of God. It was not. You mustn't do things that will jeopardize you. You mustn't do things which will put you on an awkward position where you're going to want to blame to blame God. Because I think last night I said, okay, there's something that I wrote on if I'm not mistaken, on my wall. It's saying that sometimes we do things and at the end of the day we end up being blaming God, and whereas we did those things, our stupidity made us those things. Now, which was the Proverbs 19, verse 23, I'm going to, it said, ignorant zeal is worthless. Hustle makes waste. People rule their life by their own stupidity. So why does God always get blamed? In other words, because of the stupidity. People, they do things because of the stupidity, and after that, they wanted to blame God. You did that because of your stupidity. Whatever that you did it because of your stupidity. And now you want to blame God. It's not God who made you to enter into that situation. Like for example, we have entered into lots of debt. Like as I told you that... I believe that last night or yesterday, it was the 31st, those who are getting paid, month end, they got paid. But today is the 1st. No money, nothing. And now in that case, because of our stupidity, we end up being, we ruined our own lives. And after that, we started wanted to blame God, saying, but God, why? But I'm praying, but it seems that you forgot me. Can't we forget that we have entered into whatever that we entered because of our own stupidity? Because of our own stupidity. And I know that now there are things that you did. You have entered into lots of things. Now it's difficult for you to come out. And you're just expecting for miracle money. Because of the stupidity. Now you end up being wanted to blame God, saying, but God, but I'm praying, but this has happened, but you forgot that your stupidity is the one that did something like that. Your stupidity caused that to happen. Your stupidity, because you did whatever that you did because of your stupidity. Whatever that you did is because of your stupidity. Now, we are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is exactly 7:02 Central African Time. Central African Time, which is CAT. Central African Time. In the studio, you are with me, John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. This is a daily show from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, where we meditate. Whatever that you have entered into it, is because of our stupidity. Now, we can't afford things now because of our stupidity. Now, we can't afford, for example, before I was able to afford whatever that I was affording. But now, because of things the way they are, I'm no longer be able to how can I say? I'm no longer be able to have them. Now, sometimes we find that it's difficult now even to go just to spoil yourself. It's difficult just to go and even go to a McDonald's or to the restaurants because of the situation that you are in, because of those debt. And now you end up being blaming God, but why God, why it seems that you left me? God, he did not leave you. You have just entered into that on your own. But I believe, I pray that may God strengthen you, may God help you, so that you can have a solution to come out of that situation. I'm praying that may God help you, so that you can come out into that situation. Now let's continue as we read in the Proverbs. I gave you our scripture reading is in Proverbs 6:16, verse 1. I gave you the referral when he said that people may plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. Referral scripture from the book of Proverbs 16, verse number 1. That is a referral scripture. It's a referral scripture from Proverbs 16, verse number 1. When it seems that we may make our plans, but God has the last word. Then I gave you the referral scripture that they were saying that from the book of Proverbs 19:21 that people may plan all kind of the things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. As we continue meditating, you should say, let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my workplace. Let your will be my business. That is what you need to say. And believe in me, God will never leave you alone. It doesn't matter what happened, but God will never take you. He will always be with you forevermore. It doesn't matter what people, when you invite him in your business, when you invite him in your workplace, when you invite him in your family, because the thing is, if we don't involve God in our doings, it's going to be a problem. We must allow him to rule in our life. We must allow him to take charge of our workplace, and then you will see things will be all right. Now let's go to Proverbs 20, verse 24. It says, "Then the Lord has determined our path. How then can anyone understand the direction his own life is taking?" The Lord has determined our path. All right, the Lord has determined our path. That is what he says. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. The Lord guides our steps, and we never know where he leads us. Now, we don't know where God will lead us. That is why I told you that in the book of Proverbs, when it said that we plan, but God's will, it will be done. He's gonna take you. I don't know where God wanted to take me. But what I know is, I know that God is taking me somewhere. What I know is God is taking me somewhere. I don't know where, but I know that He's taking me somewhere. God will, in what situation are you? But when God guides your steps, when you allow God to take charge of your steps, when you allow God to guide you how to walk, when you allow God to intervene in your life, He does. Remember, you just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Talking about from the book of Proverbs 16, verse number 1, where we read verse number 1. We're still in verse number 1, but there are referral scriptures, referral verses that we read. We read Proverbs 19:21 as our referral, that we plan whatever we do. It's saying that people plan all kinds of things, but the Lord's will is going to be done. In other words, we plan whatever that we want to see, but God's will, it does not matter in what situation are you. But let me tell you that God's will, it will be done. Now, we continue. Now we're going to Psalm 10:17. It said, "You will listen, O Lord, to the prayer of the lowly. You will give them courage." Now, God is ready to hear you when you call Him. The Bible says God is near their prayer, because His name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. He is God, and He will always be God. Now we go to number 2. Number 2, it says, Proverbs 16, verse number 2, it said, "You may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motives." Sometimes we do things who is judging our motives. People are doing things, but when you see their motives is wrong. Like, it's like with in the book of Acts chapter 5, it talks about Ananias and Sapphira. Their motive was wrong. For them, selling the property was good, but their motive for selling was wrong. This is wrong. There are people who, but their motive is for what is good. That's what he said. Now I think it's better we go to the promise. He said, "We may think we know what is right, but the Lord is the judge of our motives." The same as the message, the good news. He said, "You may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motives." Whatever that you do, you may think that is right. Okay? Whatever that you do, you may think that it's right and is good. But God God looks at your motive. People are doing things, we do things with different motives. How many people they told you that we will do this, but their motive is wrong? But you're surprised. You said, "But this person was helping me, but his motive was wrong towards you. His motives was wrong towards whatever that you thought that this person is helping you." Our motive, God judges our motive. Reason for doing it. Remember, that is Proverbs 16, verse number 2. Now, let's go to referral scripture for the Proverbs 16:2. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I welcome you, each and everyone who have just tuned in. We really appreciate your listening. We really appreciate your tuning in. You just tune in to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. So let's just go to a break and drink some water.
Time to meditate. John Mabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
He can do.
my trust is in you, Lord, by David G. David G was saying that my trust is in you, Lord. Remember, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. The time is exactly 20 past 7 Central African Time. CAT, Central African Time. Listening to the show that is called Time to Meditate. Is what a beautiful Thursday. And I believe that some of people they are at church now, some they are coming, the service is out, they are going home, some they are still on the way to different places. We want to say to you that may God continue to restore you, may God continue to be with you and bless you. We really appreciate your, how can I say, we really appreciate your listening, we really appreciate you for tuning in and listening. We believe that God is going to restore your heart, God is going to restore your soul, and your life will never be the same again after this wonderful show that is called Time to Meditate. Our number that you can interact with us is 03-289-4658. You can interact with me via WhatsApp, or you can interact with me via SMS on the very same number, or you can interact with me via call, you can call, or you can use the Skype, which is BTGM Radio, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Taking the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 2. It says that you may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motive. What is your motive towards that brother? What is your motive towards that sister? What is your motive towards that company? What is your motive towards that family? What is your motive towards that pastor? What is your motive towards that friend of yours? What is your motive towards your friend's car? What is your motive towards your friend's wife? What is your motive towards your friend's husband? The Bible says God is the one who judges our motives. Right. Proverbs chapter 16:25, it said, what you think is the right road may lead you to death. What you think is the right road may lead you to death. Now, the road that you are traveling, when you think that is the right road, and you even telling people that the road that I'm traveling is good, it's a nice one. You can say that the road that I'm traveling, like I'm known, they know me. There's no problem. But the Bible tells us that the road that we are traveling, the Bible says the road that you are traveling, when you may think, Corey, it's a good road, at the end, it will lead you to death. Like you are changing ladies like the socks, secret socks. Today is this lady, tomorrow is another lady. Now, and when you are saying, yeah, no, I'm top or sharp. But I want to tell you that the road that you are traveling, when you can say, or it's like barug chama bantuan, that's what the people they say. Or abandnyana bandimela kao fail. You think that road it good. You think that road it's 100%, it's a good road. You say, yeah, no, you know, it's fine, we trade, it's fine, we okay, we trade. But the Bible tells us that there are ways That seems right to people, but that way leads only to death. It looks very, it looks straight, man. It looks straight. But you know, it leads you only to death. When you say, yeah, no, yeah, we wanna get trade, yeah, it's fine, we trade. We trade, good, we trade. They say, that's what they say. I'm good, I mean, you know, I'm good. I'm sharp. At the tavern, they know you. You do whatever that you do. You buy this, you buy this, you buy this. Or you can't finish me. But that road, it lead you to death. Now, Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 12, it said, some people think they are pure, but they have done nothing to remove the fifth of their sin. Alright. I think it's better we repeat it. It's saying, let me repeat it. It's saying, there are people who think they are pure when they are filthy as they can be. Alright, let's read it in another, in different translation, so that we can be on the same page. It's saying, don't imagine yourself to be quite presentable when you haven't had a bath in a week. Don't imagine yourself to be quite presentable when you haven't had a bath in a week. It says, some are pure in their own eyes, but their dirty sins haven't been washed away. That's what they say. Others think they are perfect, but they are stained by sin. Now, in life, we have a different people. There are people who think that they are better than other people. There are people who even will say to you, nah, I'm better than you, you know? You know, with that English, you know that English, you know? You know, me, I'm better than you. That with that English. And you know that English, they tell you, me. You know, me, I'm better than you. With that English. Huh? That English. Me, you know me. Me, I know English better than you. But I want to say to you that just examine yourself as we busy assessing ourselves. Now, I just want to play this song. And as we play this song, we assess ourselves, especially with the scripture that I read now that is saying, there are people who think they are pure when they are filthy as they can be. Now, I said when I read it in Good News, it's saying, alright, when I read it in the message is saying, don't imagine yourself to be quite presentable when you haven't had a bath in a week. Like there are people who think they are special than other people. Like that, those people who said, nah, I'm better than, you know, with that English, I'm better than so and so. But we are. Now, I just want to play this song for 5 minutes. Then we will come back. I want to play the song. It's saying that the way you fathered me. Just enjoy this song. Yeah, you were saying there's no me without you. The reason why I was playing the song, I wanted to show you that you mustn't look like you are important than someone. What you need to say, Lord, there's no me without you. Doesn't matter in which level are you, in which position are you, but you need to know that you are not important than anyone. You know, when Jesus came to the earth, he had power, but he was on that level. He never looked as if like he is higher than anyone. He remained humble. Wherever you are, you may be in a higher position. You may be in a higher level. But I want to say to you that allow God to be with you. You may be in that position where when you look at yourself, you think, "Ore, I'm a CEO of the company or I'm executive." You find that you start to look some other people down. Now, I have experienced this in my life, where I went somewhere with the interview with, I mean, not interview, but the meeting with the executive, because I am on a lower level, and then they are on a higher level. We had to have a meeting in a coffee shop. Remember the executive. Now, this came to my mind that when they look at us people who are on the lower level, them on high, they think that they are better than us. Now, you mustn't look like you are better than anyone. Just be yourself in that position. You may be a manager, you may be a supervisor, you may be the president, but just be on your position. Just be on your position. Just be on your position. That's what I'm trying to say to you, that just be on your position. It doesn't mean because you are earning more than this person, and then you start believing that when you are better than them. You start saying that now I'm better than them. There's no one who is better than me. There are those people with that mentality, saying that one, they are better than anyone, because they are driving big cars. They are driving Pajero cars. They are driving the Mercedes Benz. When you are driving a bicycle, or maybe they are wearing the suits like those suits of 15,000 or 20,000. When are you just wearing the suit of 500? And then they start thinking that one other are better than you. There are those people who are thinking that they are better than you. But I want to say to you that they are not better than you. It doesn't matter which level are they. It doesn't matter in which position are they. It doesn't matter in which level are they. But you must just be on their level. You must just be on their level. I mean, it doesn't matter, as I told you, in which level you think you are, or in which position you are holding, but you need to know that God is the one who is in charge of everything. God is the one who is in charge of whatever that we do. Because God is the one who examines our motives. Now we continue. We go to Psalm. We go to Proverbs 5, verse 21. For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. God is able to examine every path that you take. God is able to examine every path that you take. That is why I was saying, I know people whom they thought they are special. Now life it's somehow very bad. Life is somehow turned around because life is like a wheel. Life is like a bicycle. The way you turn the bicycle, if you wanna reach far in a place, you must turn the wheel and drive faster. You must drive faster. You just drive faster. And you will be able to reach where you wanna reach. You will be able to reach where you wanna reach faster, depending of how you drive that bicycle. Now, life is like that. Life is like that. Now, let's go. Proverbs 24:12, he said, you may say that it is none of my business, but God knows and judges your motives. He keeps watching you. He knows, and he will reward you according to what you do. There are those people who will tell you that it is none of my business. They say that. Yeah, you know, that's none of my business. It's your business. It's none of my business. That's what we say. We often say that. Now, let me read in the English Revised Version. You cannot say it is none of my business. The Lord knows everything, and he knows why you do things. He watches you, and he will pay you back for what you do. He will pay you back for what you do. Remember, you just listening to John Mamawolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. That is a daily show from in the morning. I mean from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Now, with the new light, it said, don't excuse yourself by saying, look, we need know, for God understands all hearts, and he see you. He who guards your soul knew you. He will repay all people and their action. You can interact with us in the studio 03289-4658. That is our WhatsApp 89-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. Or you can say 0. See the very same number, you can use it to call us 03289-4658. You can call us, or you can use this number 0732692731. That's the number also. You can call us, or you can SMS us on the very same number 03289-4658, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can chat to us on our Skype BTGM Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, Let's go. Let's carry on. Now, we go to Proverbs 16, verse number 3. It says, turn to the Lord for help in everything you do, and you will be successful. Turn to the Lord with everything you do, and you will be successful. Let's read in the Amplified. Commit your works to the Lord. Submit and trust them to Him, and your plans will succeed. If you respond to His will and guidance. If you respond to His will and guidance. Now listen to BE. Put your works into the hands of the Lord, and your purpose will be made certain. Listen to a contemporary English vision. Share your plans with the Lord and you will succeed. Now, I want to say to you that when you include God with all your plan, you will succeed. Whatever you do, when you include God, you put God first with in everything you do, then you will succeed. When you allow Him to take care of your situation, when you allow Him to rule, when you say, Lord, rule in my situation. Lord, I put you in charge of my plan. Lord, I want you to handle my plan. The Bible says your plan will be succeed. Another one is say, commit thy works unto Jehovah, and thy thought shall be established. His name is Jehovah. His name is Alpha. All right. Let's just say healing rain. Healing rain. Just listen to the song.
Healing rain is falling down. 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 I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling.
I'm not afraid.
healing rain is falling down. Tonight, may the healing rain fall in your heart. May the healing rain fall in your soul. May the healing rain fall in your family. What a beautiful Thursday. The time is exactly 7:53. It is exactly 7:53 CAT, Central African Time. You're still listening to the show that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, John Mamawulu. Listening to the station that is called By the Grace Radio. The station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Let's continue. If you share your plans with the Lord, and you will succeed. Let's go. Job chapter number 5, verse number 8. If I were you, I will turn to God and tell him about my problems. If I were you. It said that, Job chapter 5, 8. If I were you, I will turn to God and tell God about my problems. Now, I will tell God about everything. My problems, about what I want to achieve. What I want to see happening. If I were you. Now, some enjoy serving the Lord and he will give you whatever you ask for. Depend on the Lord. Trust in him. There's sometimes a technical issues, but let's continue. Around exactly 8 o'clock, I will sign off. Exactly 8 o'clock, we'll sign off. Then we'll continue tomorrow. Let me just sign off. It's been a good day and a good evening, and may God bless you and be with you.